Okay. Finishing up here, the deal of Dine Chinuch. So if you'd base, Malama Tinoikus, Shemaniyas Tinoikus, let's teach children that leaves the Tinoikus and he leaves, meaning he goes on vacation, let's say. Or does something else with them, meaning not Torah. Or he's just lazy, is teaching. Cursed is the person who does Hashem's work with lies. You should only hire a teacher who has Yerushamayim, and he's diligent to read, and he's medactic on things. Now, for those that say the Rebbeim get paid, that they have this thing to get against Rebbeim, and they think Rebbeim are getting paid too much. Do you want to have this pressure of Sif Yud Beis, right? That every time you schmooze with the boys in the class about something, it could be you're going to be cursed, right? I don't know. It doesn't sound like a very smart profession to go into to me. Okay, Malamid should not stay up too late at night. That he shouldn't end up being lazy during the day. He can't fast. Or to withhold food and drink. Or to eat and drink too much. They all teach you that you can't teach well. And if he does, and he messes up, then his yada ala tachtoina. We just had it in the daf a couple of days ago, and we remove him from his post. So again, it almost sounds like it's describing like a ball player, because they're very makbid on their diets. Don't eat too much. Don't eat too little. Don't eat. Do not. Sounds like this is the way a mechanech has to be. Now it's interesting. Next week is a fast. Pashtus would seem, according to this, is that if the mechanech has to teach on Shavuos and Batavos, then L'chairu shouldn't fast, depending on how well he could fast. You give a lo yako is a makas ayiv musar achzori. He should not hit with a makas ayiv, a maka of an enemy. Musar achzori. Loi b'shoytim v'loi b'makal, not with a whip or with a stick. Ela b'ratzua katana, with a small little leather strap. That's how you should hit the kids. Since that's school back then, even on Shabbos, but on Shabbos, no new subjects. Because it's a tircha. Shabbos was to be einig, to teach a new subjects, whatever it is, you shouldn't be doing at Shabbos. But were they already read, then he could repeat it on Shabbos. It's fascinating because nowadays, Chazara puts the kids to sleep. That's something that they're totally not just. That's a big tircha. New stuff everybody wants. Right? Test of cotton shematzah mitziyah. Lost or somebody gives something to the cotton b'matana. Also, the guys, you're not allowed to steal. He's not allowed to steal from him. Tezayin ain moistin tina kisrael loy v'kacham l'olam de'sefer. You are not allowed to tonight's daf. To give over, or partially tonight's daf. You're not allowed to give a tinek over to Yisrael. I'm sorry, a tinek over to a guy to teach the lambda umna, to teach even an umnus. When we call Cain the Usser, Lamaitzer Lapikiris Yisrael, the Gara Tvevi, maybe he's going to after him. All right? So, meaning, there's two reasons. In the old days, in Gemara's time, we're afraid of drink. Here it seems that they're going to just take them and take them off hashkafically. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. So Sim Kosamach. So this could actually apply also to certain things that people do. They're looking for them in gulas. So it says Shalaynachesh. So you should not do. It basically means omens, and kishuf. Kishuf is a magic and that type of thing. Shouldn't do, you shouldn't do nichush, which is like omens, and you shouldn't don't do einenu, meaning times. What does this mean? Let's say a guy says, he's eating bread and it fell out of my mouth. Let's say a guy says, he's eating bread and it fell out of my mouth. My stick fell down. My son called me from behind. Right? Or a raven is calling me. A deer in front of me, the way. A snake is on my right. Or a fox is on my left. He says, I'm not going to go because of all this. So I'm not going to go because it's a bad omen and I'm not going to be Matzliach. Somebody hears the birds chirp and he says, oh, it's going to be this way, it's not going to be this way. It's good to do this or bad to do this. Somebody asks you for money, and he says, leave me. He says, don't collect money from me now in the morning. Because I don't want to start the day off to a bad start. It's a bad omen that I have to pay. My day starts of paying money. On Matzah Shabbos, who are Rosh Chodesh, who either Matzah Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. You have to shech this tarnagol because it's calling, meaning it's what do you call it? It's calling out. How do you call it? There's a word for it. Whatever it is, it's but it went by night. Oi, Tarnagoilas Zois, or this Tarnagoilas because it's called Tarnagol, meaning it sounds like a Tarnagol. I call us, everything is awesome. Anybody who does any of this is over in the love. But let's say some say that if you don't say what it is, and that seems to be the minig that people are not so makrid on this. They have a house, a child, and a woman. Even though there's no nichush for that, yesh simin, there's a simin. Pirush shim bana bayis. A guy builds a house. I know that latina kuri has a baby. I know she gets married to a woman. And then he was the next three times. I love, or if he was not, who simin loy laba? That's a simin in the future. And he says that this I bought this house. That's it. I had atzlacha since then. Another thing you can do is you can ask a child. We have this throughout Shas. Ask the child, what pasuk did he learn today? You can rely on that to do a maisa. It's considered a little bit like nevuah. There are those that say it's mutter to make a simen in something that he's going to do in the future. The same thing that Eliezer did, right? When he said, I want a sign that she's going to go and they're going to come to the water, to the animals, etc., etc. Yonis and Ben Shol. That was with the whole thing with the Plishtim. And there are those that say, you're not allowed to do this. So the kitzur ends off and says that if somebody who goes tmimus with Hashem, then chesed is going to surround him. Meaning, if you have, you just say, I believe in Hashem, you're not looking for all this, you know, what's going to be. So then it's going to be better for you. So I don't know what that means about going to Rebbe's and asking for brachas and doing skulas. I'm not so sure where that falls into this. I also don't know where looking at the weather falls into this. Like, why are you looking at the weather? It will be what it will be. Right? So it's unclear a little bit.
All right. Which is crazy.
What is a ma'inin? Right? So that's the other. So zesha nice and eat him. That means he gives times. Shaimer ben stagnus, that he says with astrology, yoim plenty toiv, yoim plenty ra. He says, today is a good day for this, a day is a bad day. Yoim plenty roi lasis malacha plenis. This particular day, it's good to do this malacha. Shana Pliny, Chodesh Pliny, Ra L'dor Pliny, or this month is no good, right? Umashanoyin and Shein Nois and Nashim El Bemilia Levana. And this, that there's a minig that you only marry women. Chassidim keep this only when the moon is growing; it's big. Ein Zois Bechlam Menachas Shemayin. That's not Menachas Shemayin. Shein Nois and Zois El Simin Toiv. We're doing it as a, that's a, should be a good simin, not that we're looking for an omen. When they anoint a king, they do it on, by a stream. That his malchus should continue. And that's also done for simin toiv. The same way the moon is growing and getting bigger. You shouldn't push off getting back to this reason. Culture can't change laws as chuppas nida, but we certainly don't make a chuppas nida for this. And the minig is also to start a new mesechta on Rosh Chodesh. And this that the minig is not to start on Mondays and Wednesdays. For whatever reason, here in Gamkin, there are those that allow that too. Many people look on Mondays and Wednesdays as they're not good times to start projects. But as far as I know, people are not makbid on that. Okay, it's a very vague set of halachos. Exactly, what do you call doing this proper and what's not considered doing it proper? All right, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and a fine Shabbos.